Hello, hola, welcome, bienvenidos. I am your sex positive, faith-based, womanist, sacred rebel, podcast host, speaker, writer, and energy healer, Lucilenia. And this is episode 38 of the Radiant Sessions podcast. So, I don't know about you all, but I have been feeling a lot. One thing about me is, as I'm living and learning and on this journey, I really do take what I share very seriously. So when I am suggesting things to you and bringing new topics to you, these are things that I am implementing in my own life if I haven't already implemented them. And as I mentioned, the whole feeling versus intellectualizing, the transparency versus being vulnerable was a huge thing for me, is a huge thing for me. And this week, I have really been practicing that whenever my anxiety gets triggered, that I am intentional about processing my feelings in that moment, searching my body, finding the words, using the feelings wheel if I can't come up with the words organically to try and name and label what I'm feeling in my body and just sitting with it and stopping myself from creating narratives in my mind based on those feelings instead of feeling. That shit is hard. It is tough. It is overwhelming. But I'm committed to doing this work. Right now, I'm in group therapy for the first time instead of individual therapy. And that has been wonderful. I wasn't sure how it was going to go, but that's been really great. And but I am looking towards, once this is over, because this is 6 weeks, for a therapist that either does EMDR or dialectical behavior therapy, which is DBT. I think I said that right. Or AEDP, something else that I heard from someone that would help on this journey of feeling my emotions and really being vulnerable with myself, which in turn would help me to be vulnerable with people who have earned that type of vulnerability. Well, because of that, today I decided to do something I haven't done. Well, actually, I don't think I've done this. I've done meditations for you all. But today I want to do some affirmations about feelings. So get comfortable. If you're driving, make sure you don't close your eyes. If you're at home, feel free, lay down, sit, cross your legs, find a pillow, do whatever you need to be comfortable, create a space for you. We're still in the Aries full moon energy. So if you do things for that, and if you haven't, this would be a great ritual, so to speak, to implement into your full moon ritual work as we honor what the full moon means in its completion and its fullness in our time to release. So what better time than to feel and release some emotions? So I'm going to go ahead, get your stuff ready, and I'm going to give you a few seconds and then we'll get started. I am not defined by what I feel. This experience doesn't control me. This feeling doesn't have to determine my whole day. I am not defined by what I did or didn't receive. No matter what happened then, I have a say in what happens now. I can withstand the discomfort of being human. I can breathe my way through this. The greatest gift I can give and receive is the awareness of what I need right now. The inner work that I do directly benefits the people around me. I don't need to be healed to be worthy of love. I can feel broken and still be whole. I can hurt and still hope. I'm a little bit of everything, and it's only natural to feel a lot sometimes. I'm not okay right now, and that's okay. There's still light here. I can grow through this. I can choose another thought that feels a little better. I won't always feel this way. Even though I feel like this, I am okay. Even though I feel like this, I am worthy of love and respect. I wonder what this feeling wants me to see. I don't need to change this right away. I don't need to feel better right away. I just need to listen. I trust this feeling will move through my body in its own time. I trust myself to hear what these feelings have to say. I trust myself to learn what I need to learn from these feelings. I am free to choose the palette of my emotional sky. I own my emotions, so they do not own me. My heart is spacious enough to hold everything I feel and everything I am. No one can take my feelings away from me. I have a right to feel the way I feel. It is okay to have negative feelings and to identify and express them freely. Identifying and expressing my feelings makes me a real and authentic human being. No one has the right to make me feel bad or guilty for feeling that I am feeling. I am more alive and vigorous when I am in touch with my feelings. I deserve to have my feelings listened to by others. I will heal and grow as I become more in touch with my feelings. So I hope that was good for you. It was good for me. And feel free to save this episode and use it as often as you desire. Share it with your friends, your family, as we are all on this journey to being authentic and alive and vigorous. I hope to see you next week. Make sure, if you haven't already, to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or continue listening on my website at www.boostselenia.com. I love you, and continue being as radiant as the sun. Adios.